107 WIRX.
We are my
everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. So
stupid. It's 707 Brock Hunter. Welcome to it.
Living it up.
It's murder on a Tuesday. All right. Well, we still got a lot to get to this morning, so I want to keep removing. Folks, it's time for your morning dump. Here we go.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You're going to end up having an aneurysm there trying to sing like Ja Rule. Well, scary news, Hunter, especially for you. Apparently, Jamaica is having a weed shortage.
Wait, what?
Damn dirty topers. Apparently, heavy rains followed by an extended drought. They've had a marijuana shortage in Jamaica, the worst they've ever seen. The inventory of marijuana being produced there has also been influenced by an increase in the amount of stuff that locals are smoking and the number of farmers getting out of the business. Odds are everything will even out. It's just a matter of when. So,
that's when we realized that every little thing is not going to be all right. It's not. Do they need that? They have to have that. We need to help them out, guys.
I don't know. Like, look, I've partaken in the devil's lettuce a time or two in my day, you know. I don't know if I could handle anything coming out of Jamaica. You know, that's that kind of stuff that only Snoop Dogg can smoke, like Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson.
Real,
you know what I mean?
Real deal. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, that's
like, think about it. If Snoop or Willie Nelson was like, here, hit this, I'd say no. I'd be like, look, I respect you, Mr. Snoop and Mr. Nelson, but Mr. there's Snoop, no way.
Where did you get that from?
Yeah.
Mars. Yeah. It's a new strain from Mars, actually.
He's got a grow facility up on Mars, and it will literally make your head fly off your body.
Let me tell you, man, the radiation up there really, really, really blow, you know, the buds on these things.
Look at the crystals. Look at it, man. Look at the hairs.
That nug is glowing red, man. Yeah.
That's what Snoop's weed sounds like. Yeah, it looks like a nuclear reactor, and it will only Snoop and Willie Nelson can have it. No, I'll stick
rotation.
I'll stick to the ditch weed that my buddies used to grind up in high school. Like the only thing that I can handle. That's it.
That weed that came in like a piece of paper, you know.
You had to smoke.
Flattened out and shipped.
You had to smoke like a pound of it just to feel anything. You actually didn't get high from the weed. You got high
got a headache
from coughing so much, and it was just lack of oxygen to your brain. That was it. So anyway, yeah. Hopefully it'll work out for Jamaica. I'm sure they'll be fine. New Jersey apparently no longer has the fastest roller coaster. Saudi Arabia says it's going to have the fastest, biggest roller coaster on the planet. It's called the Jersey Devil. It should be ready to go this summer. It can reach 155 miles an hour.
Damn. So that's quick. I don't know if you've ever been on the top thrill dragster at Cedar Point, but that goes 0 to 123 in like 3 point some seconds. And, dude, that thing pulls the skin off your face. I can imagine.
Here's the thing is I love roller coasters, okay? But there's also a point where you get on something like, this doesn't seem possible engineering-wise. And something like this, okay, a roller coaster. Like, okay, if some of the roller coasters they break, you might be all right. You could probably limp away from that one. You are not limping away from a roller coaster that's going 155 miles an hour and flies off the track. You're dead.
No. Yeah, you're dead.
You're dead, all right?
You're dead. I mean, isn't that crazy? That's fast, man. That's hauling some ass.
Oh, dude, it'd just be terrifying. And you're strapped in, and you're hoping that the carny that's running the ride did a good enough
knows
job
what he's doing.
Checking out all the nuts and bolts on that thing. Forget about it.
Go ahead. What are you going to say? Something?
I was going to say, what was that old rumor about the person getting their head kicked off their body at at Six Flags?
Oh, my God. From the dangling feet.
Right? Okay, so you've heard that too. Is that real? Is it real?
No, that's not real. That's an old. That's one of those conspiracy theories that you talk about when you're in the line. You know,
those of you that don't know, the old wives' tale is that so the Batman ride or the Superman ride where your legs are hanging. hanging, okay? So there's an area. This guy jumped a fence because he lost his hat, and he was grabbing his hat, and then they came around, and someone straight up just donkey kicked his head clean off his body.
Yeah, Cody Parkey, his head through the uprights, or double doinked him, I should say.
He double doinked it right up there.
Going 100 and some miles. Dude, it might happen. It could be possible.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Mythbusters needs to do an episode on that. Like, can you kick someone's head clean off their body while riding the Batman ride at Six Flags?
Have you been on the Top Thrill Dragster?
I have not.
That fast one. Man, you need to try that.
Yeah?
Because it's crazy. It is, man. It takes your breath away. So let me put something real quick before we leave into perspective. That, like I said, that goes 0 to 120-some in 3-point-some seconds. A real dragster, Brock, goes 0 to 320 miles an hour in under 6 seconds.
That's enough.
Could you imagine? You're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah, if that thing goes anywhere but straight, you're dead. All right? Dead.
No, I'm just saying riding in it. Like, you jump in one of those things, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Passed out. Not waking up.
No, you know what? I'm just going to stick to the spinny teacup. I think that's good enough for me.
Right.
Good enough.
Makes me puke.
Yeah, that's actually worse. That's worse. Where's the red? What's the one just like, it's like the little, it looks like a bug, and it goes, it's a caterpillar, and it goes up and down.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or like the airplanes. I like the planes that just
fine.
Go up
that's,
and down.
I'm okay with that. Right. There you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.